This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Toronto Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos. Alex, what are you looking for in an affiliate for the Blue Jays?
Really, you're looking for relationships and a great area to develop your players, great city, management, front office, community, things like that. And obviously, you want to try to have a winning club as well. It's great to be able to develop a culture that way.
What reports have you heard about this Lugnuts team this year?
Great reports. I mean, it's obviously they're in first place. They've got a lot of wins, not too many losses. They've played great. Just watching them play last night, how hard they played. Just seeing how much this group cares about each other. It seems like a very special group of players. The outfield, you know, we've got four outfielders that are legitimate big league prospects. We've got some other players that obviously are highly touted as well, and it's a very talented group.
What was your impression of that game experience last night?
And I was really excited just to see, obviously, when Kraus came in to score the winning run and he almost took out the catcher. That was exciting to see, and just to see his teammates rush out and the excitement and the camaraderie. And it was an exciting win, but you could tell the importance of winning. I mean, development obviously comes first, but winning's an important part of development. And to see the way these guys play, how hard they played defensively, they made some great plays. They did the little things. Carlos Perez laid down a great bunt to get the runner over. Those are the little things, and we talk about developing winning players. That's what it's about, and to see that and see the way these guys pull for one of these exciting from a GM standpoint.
It's been said that Oakland's Billy Bean doesn't like watching games, but you prefer watching games, right?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I can't speak for any other GMs, but there's no question. I like to watch the games. I think you get to observe a lot of things. You know, you talk about makeup and what someone's like off the field. Well, you get to see someone on the field. What kind of competitor are they? How hard do they work? How hard do they play? All those kind of things. So, you know, from that standpoint, I think you learn every time you come to the park.
Is there a place that you'd prefer to watch it, either from close or from up in the skybox?
I'd always rather watch behind the plate, scout seats, what we call them. Toronto, just not as easy to end up doing that. But, you know, obviously when I get to come to affiliates here, I like to be able to watch behind the plate. Last night I wanted to see some of the position players, so I was on the open side of their swings. Tonight Sean Nolan's going to pitch. I want to see him pitch. I'll be behind the plate for a little bit of that and then still maybe move around the ballpark. So most times you get to a big league stadium, you have one seat and you have to sit there. In the minor leagues, the beauty of it is you get a chance to move around and get various angles to evaluate players.
You hear about different folks will write poetically about how they love the inside the park home run or the triple. There are certain plays that appeal to them. Is there a little aspect about baseball that appeals to you?
I mean, I love speed. I love to watch it. I think you can get you can fall in love with it a little bit too much and maybe overvalue it and overweight it, but seeing someone that can really run the bases, steal third, I think of Rajay Davis on our team when he gets on first base and everyone know and the park knows he's going and he steals second, steals third, scores a run, or obviously a ball hitting the gap. I think someone hitting a triple as well is a pretty exciting play, so that's something that I've enjoyed more than seeing someone hit the ball over the fence.
These players in Lansing, now they are so far away from the big league, still years away, and yet what do you see with them?
You see a very talented group of guys. They look good in the uniform. They're athletic. They play both sides of the ball, offensively, defensively. And it's really, this is a great blueprint of what we're hoping the teams in Toronto develop to be. High energy, tough, grind, hard-nosed players that play the game right and play the game hard and are good athletes. So it's a good collection of players.
Speaking with Toronto Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos, how do you balance the analysis, the statistical side, with the scouting in-person reports side?
I think you try to blend them. And, you know, there's a lot of times where I'll see something with my eyes and I'll ask some of our analysts in the office to say, oh, you know what, I saw this, I'm curious. You know, I saw something in a swing or I saw something in a delivery. Can you look up statistically if that's really what's going on the entire year? Because you can be fooled and you go in for a 4 or 5-game series. Some players can look terrible that are really good. Some players can look really good that maybe aren't as good as they look. So small sample sizes when you watch players, you have to be very, very careful. And that's why the body of work is so important and the statistical analysis helps to balance it out.
What's your opinion on potential realignment?
You know, it's an interesting concept. I know there's been a lot of various things thrown out there. I'm hopeful that they continue to talk about it. I think any way that you can improve the game or be open-minded to doing various things to improve it and get creative, I think it's exciting to see. There's always ways to continue to push the envelope and to get better. And I know baseball's been slow to change with certain things, but the fact that there's even been dialogue is certainly exciting.
Now, there's also talk about instant replay, also expanded playoffs. What other ways do you think baseball can improve and expand?
Hard to say. I mean, I like the expanded playoff component. The more it's been talked about, the more I've seen some of the concepts that are out there. Instant replay, I'm in favor of it at times. I just think it's a double-edged sword. It's a fine line. You do it too much, we'll have 4-hour games. But, you know, especially in the playoffs and, you know, really key moments, I think the home run calls are important. And I think it's going at the right pace. You can't do too much too soon and then start to take it backwards. So I think so far the commissioner and everyone's done a good job when it comes to those two areas.
And finally, what are your hopes for the Maple Leafs?
Good question. You know what? I grew up a Montreal Canadiens fan because I grew up in Montreal, but you know, being in Toronto now, you know, and being responsible and being involved, obviously, with the Blue Jays, you realize our fan base is really connected to all the Toronto teams. So you know, I root for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I root for the Toronto Raptors because our fans are part of the same city. We're part of the same community, and we're all putting together, and there's a civic pride to it. The other thing, too, is when I got the GM job, Brian Burke, the GM of the Leafs, was one of the first guys to reach out to me, congratulate me, let me know if I needed anything. I went down and spent a little bit of time with him in his office last summer that I thought helped a lot, and I just was with him maybe about 2 weeks ago. I had lunch with him, and just with his experiences, even though it's not baseball, just his experiences and what he's lived through in terms of sports management and things like that has been great. So there's a personal connection there for me, and I want to see the team do well. And on top of it, for the city as well, I think, again, I don't follow hockey a ton. I follow it enough to know that they've definitely improved. I know they got hot towards the end. They almost got in the playoffs, and the team's only gotten stronger. So I think this is going to be a year that they're going to get in the playoffs and going to have an exciting run for the city and the fans.
General Manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Alex Anthopoulos. Alex, thank you very much for your time.
Really enjoyed it.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.